7 o'clock. I call it to order. First thing on the agenda, staff recognition.
Sandy, for the stack.
Go on, Sandy.
I feel like I'm one-fifth of the conversation here. I'd like to recognize Dr. Franklin for stepping into a somewhat messy situation and being able to generate modifications to the schedule that look pretty strong. So just want to wish him well with that, and thank you.
Thank you. Bill?
Well, here, Bill.
I just want to thank all the staff, all the programmers who worked so hard to bring in money for this fund drive we had. Appreciate all the work.
Anybody else?
Susie.
Go ahead, Susie.
I would like to recognize Robin for getting together some of us, including myself. We're calling LAPS memberships, and we've been bringing in some funds.
I don't know what happened to the camera.
Did you hear me?
Sure, it's the camera.
I heard you, Susie. Everybody heard you.
All right, thanks.
Maria Martinez.
Anybody else?
We really don't have a lot of staff.
No, we really don't. How many people are on Teresa? Sorry, Paula.
I know you said we all look alike. We got what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we only have about 9. Am I correct, Bill?
Well, let's see. I haven't counted. Let's see.
Well, we got Nancy coming in now.
7039, I think, is a staff member. I mean, a LSB member. If you could put their name down, that would help everybody to remember.
We got.
And the others would just phone numbers. Yeah, I don't know if you can do that, Paula. It's easy to add their names.
Who is
7039 is Susie.
7039 is Susie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, for staff recognition, I have somebody else.
Go ahead.
I'd also like to recognize Robin. Appreciate what Susie said, but also just for making the fund drive statistics available to the LSB again. Appreciate that. A lot of people want to know how's this show doing or that show doing and all that, and I think that's one of the important measures. Not necessarily the only one, but appreciate that.
Who is phone number 1598? Are you a member? 1598.
That's Bob Gardner.
That's Bob Gardner.
Why is he not answering then?
1598.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me take this call. I think it's somebody trying to get in.
4892. Is 4892 a member? And 6832?
4892?
And
1. Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is Paul Adams.
6832 is
Michelle. No, 6832 is Sandra.
Sandra, thank you.
Thank you.
4892 is Patel Adams.
Okay.
How many do you count now?
Maybe 10. Oh, sorry.
10. 11.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
We could go ahead and start in call roll, and if we don't have quorum, we could continue. We just can't vote on anything until we get quorum.
I know that very well, but you know, we always get some pushback. Ooh, yes, get at the meeting before we have quorum. You do not need quorum to start a meeting. All you need quorum for is to vote. So go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier's here. Lyndon Foley? Can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner?
Present.
Bob is here. Thank you. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis? Can't hear you, Mike. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Marianne is here. Thank you. Paula Miller?
Present.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno?
Present.
Susie's here. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yeah.
Venetia's here. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Sandra's here. Darrell Robbins? Can't hear you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Thought she was here, but I don't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Uzzell?
Mike Lewis is here.
Okay, got you, Mike. Thank you. Okay, I didn't hear Richard. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Is present.
Sandy is here. Ted Weiskel? Can't hear you, Ted. Venetia Williams, excuse me.
Present.
Venetia is here. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. And Dr. Franklin?
Present.
Dr. Franklin's here. Thank you. So anybody not answer the roll when I was calling your name? Or if I didn't acknowledge
people,
you?
So just do it over.
Okay.
Alan is present. Can you hear me?
Okay. Cheers, Alan. Thank you, Teresa. I got you. Okay. The people I didn't hear, so speak up if I call your name, were Adriana Casanave, Lyndon Foley, Patrick Hoyt, Wiley James.
Here.
Who is that? Patrick?
Lyndon.
Lyndon. Okay. Thank you, Lyndon. Let's see. Patrick Hoyt, Wiley James, Dwayne Lark, Darrell Robbins, Nancy Sabara Naratomi, Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, Richard Uzzell, Rita Washington, Ted Weiskel.
And Ted Egberto. Is here.
Ted's here. Okay, thank you, Ted. And Egberto Willis. So I didn't hear any of you. Let me count. We have 13 voting members plus Dr. Franklin's. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. All right. I got no emails about excused absences, so we can move on. Agenda approval. Go ahead.
I move you approve the draft agenda that I sent out yesterday.
Is there any discussion about that?
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Patel Adams.
Yes.
Nancy has sent a motion.
I know what Nancy's motion is. Nancy's motion is on the agenda.
About Houston Indie Media?
No, about the programming. And I did not get a motion from Nancy except for programming council. What's the motion for Indie Media?
To be restored.
because the penalty time of the, which was the referendum, is finished like last spring. And that was discussed at the last meeting, but no conclusion, no.
Okay, the general manager will address that in his report.
No, Madam Chair, Nancy has sent in a motion for it. I also would like to second that motion. I really think it needs to be on the agenda. It's really unfair for us to be getting the runaround on this. And I also did just email you another motion that I would like to be added to the agenda regarding the other programs that have still not been returned to the air. This is really, really unfair. We are unpaid programmers. This is absolutely unfair. It cannot be kicked around any longer. We can't just leave it for the next LSB, the next LSB, the next LSB.
We're not doing that. We haven't even heard the report from the general manager, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we have a new schedule change, and there are shows that were previously removed that haven't been put back on. One of those is Houston in the Media. And so I would like a motion to be put on. Again, I second Nancy's motion that has already been sent. I just sent a motion.
No. No, I haven't seen it.
I will resend. I sent it 647.
Tell it right now. Bill, write down this motion, please.
Well, she's going to email it. Is that right?
I already did.
Okay. Well, I didn't get it. Can you resend, please? Or tell me when you said it.
I will resend. 647. I will resend.
And don't CC everybody in the world. Just the LSB.
Don't CC nobody. Send it to Bill.
Sometimes that makes it end up in the
I already sent it. It's Pacifica National Board was and the director is I was already on it. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm not sorry. I resent it.
We already know that.
Madam Chair, I also sent to the group, a few minutes ago another motion to add a 10-minute discussion about the KPFD FM schedule and shows that were removed. I just sent that to the LSB and I can send that to Bill if that's needed.
Why are you just jumping the gun? You don't even, the man speaks in 15 minutes. Why can't you wait to hear what he has to say and address all your questions to the person who did that?
Because we already know the new schedule and the programs are not on there. So there's not really, it has to be, it's not about the general manager's report. This is its own separate issue that we've been talking about. The general manager, I'm sure, has his own stuff to talk about in the report. This is something that we talked about when David Bayes did it.
Orders of the day, please.
This is our job as an LSB.
We're talking about
this is not the GM's. This is our job to represent the staff and represent the memberships. This is our job to make sure justice is done.
First of all, y'all better stop arguing and yelling at me. Seriously. Because right now, you're ignoring everything I said. And I'm trying to bring order to the meeting, and you don't want to hear it.
I object to the motives that the chair is putting out. The chair has no, should not be addressing motives to people.
Bill, what is the motion?
I don't see one.
And where are you putting it?
I don't see one from Venetia, but
oh my God!
Let's see the one from Nancy. I'll read
it's
it.
There.
It was just sent, a few minutes ago.
6:40.
The unjustified absence of the Houston media show, despite the end of the referendum last spring, for which it was penalized by the National Election Supervisor (NES), who was and is no longer an authority.
And Bill, I just resent to you the other motion that I had previously sent to the whole board.
Can we finish one motion at a time? I am trying to word that motion the right way, Bill. It's been moved and seconded. What does the motion say? You do not need to look at no email. If it's not said correctly, Venetia, you're on this phone, correct it.
You want me to read what Venetia sent? Or Nancy?
Nancy's motion, then Venetia's motion. They're both sitting here on the call.
Okay. So Venetia's, says the whole thing says, please add to the agenda the unfinished item for last month's LSB meeting, the unjustified absence of the Houston Indy media show despite the end of the referendum last spring, for which it was penalized for the National Election Supervisor, NES, who was and is no longer an authority. That's Nancy's. And then Venetia's, a 10-minute discussion about the KPFT FM schedule and shows that were removed. So I assume we'll put those under new business. Is that?
I don't know who that is that is not on mute.
Sorry.
Bill, where are you putting these motions?
Under new business, I think that would be the appropriate place.
No. The 10-minute discussion is going under Franklin. Both, well, no, you know what? Matter of fact, both of them are going on after Franklin gives his report.
Okay.
If I have to push public comment back, I'm going to push it back. But I'm not taking it all the way down to new business. It's going to be addressed after Dr. Franklin gives his report. Is that satisfactory for you?
It's fine with me, wherever you want to put it.
I'm talking about Venetia and Nancy, who I'm getting backlash from.
Okay. This will probably mean after public comment, though. Is that right? Or
no, I see it after Dr. Franklin's comments.
Thank you.
I'm good with that, Madam Chair. I don't know why you perceive what I'm saying as backlash towards you. I don't mean that in any way. So
because you just jumped up and raised your voice when I'm trying to keep it simple. Oh my God. And just trying to keep it simple. Okay, moving right along. What else is on this agenda?
Well,
with those
call.
Two things, is that fine?
Next, you want the next item?
Everything else is, were we moving on from the agenda?
Well, is it approved? Is amended?
Is it approved with those two items?
A chair.
If we're not talking about the agenda, don't ask me nothing right now.
Yes, about the agenda. The election of a replacement for the National Programming Committee
is
not
on
in the purview.
The agenda.
It's not in purview of the general manager. He has nothing to do with that.
Bill for the stack.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Hold on, Bill.
May I be on the stack?
Yes, but just hold on for a second. That item is number 9. It has nothing to do with the general manager, Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Sandra.
I would move to adopt the agenda as amended.
Is there any discussion about that?
I object.
Why?
We haven't taken attendance and discussed who's showing up.
We through with attendance and we got quorum and you've been counted present.
So what do we do about the unexcused absences?
That we have none.
We have none?
Nope, none. I said that.
Did you get a message from Deb Shafto for this meeting?
No, I did not. I have not gotten a message from anyone. I said that.
Will the secretary please make it clear how many times Deb Shafto has missed meetings in the last 6 months?
Well, she did try calling me just right after the meeting started, and I couldn't take her call, and she's probably having trouble getting in.
Okay, first of all.
That's not in the bylaws.
First of all, I am not going to deal with the roll call and excuse absences, and I don't have it in front of me. I will come back to that. I think there are more pressing things to take care of than excused absences.
Well, I think that suggests a lack of structure.
Oh, well, of course you would.
Orders of the day.
You have a warm-bodied secretary to take account of these things. And there's been no discussion in this meeting of who's present, who's not present, how many times they've missed meetings.
We don't do that at roll call.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Sandra, you were recognized a minute ago. Go on.
I would like to call for orders of the day.
Thank you so much, Sandra.
My motion was to approve the agenda as amended. There was an objection. And so I guess we need to take a vote.
Bill.
Okay, you ready for the vote? This is to approve the agenda as amended. Teresa Allen?
Let me get the bottle. It's going to be a long night.
Can't hear
somebody
you, Teresa.
Somebody needs to mute.
Yeah, can't hear you, Teresa. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier abstains. Lennon Foley?
Abstain.
Lennon abstains. Bob Gartner?
No.
Bob votes no. Patrick White? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James?
Abstain.
Wally abstains. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
No.
Susie votes no. Vendisha Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Vendisha. Sandra Rolline?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Darrell Robbins? Can't hear you, Darrell. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi?
No.
Nancy votes no. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Abstain.
Sandy abstains. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Egberto Willis? Can't hear Egberto. Going back, let's see. I didn't hear from these people, so speak up if you want to vote. Teresa Allen.
Adriana Allen says yes.
Okay, Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave. Patrick White. Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Patrick.
Okay, Patrick votes yes. Okay, thank you. And I'll mark you present. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Okay. And I'll mark you present. Vendisha Patel Adams.
No.
Vendisha votes no. Darrell Robbins. Can't hear you, Darrell. Wendy, I didn't also didn't hear Wendy, Wendy Schrell, or Deb Shafto, or Richie Giselle, or Rita Washington, or Egberto Willis. Any of you here and want to vote?
Chair, this is Lyndon. I'd like to be recognized.
Bill, excuse me.
Thank you. I'd like to change my vote to yes. Thank you.
Okay, Lyndon votes yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be recognized. Sandy?
Yes, Sandy.
I'd like to change my vote to yes as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Wally wants to change his vote to yes.
Okay, so Sandy thank votes you. Yes. And Wally James votes yes.
Vendisha, may I ask a question?
Can I get the vote count? We shouldn't be asking questions during the voting.
True, but they don't ever follow the rules. Go ahead, Ted.
My question is, if this were to be a no vote, what does that do to the rest of the meeting?
Can we, no. Go on. I'll answer that later. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, we have 10 yes and 5 no. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Yes.
So 11 yes and 5 no's. So the motion's approved.
Thank you. And I find it interesting that the people who wanted me to put stuff on the agenda voted no. Moving along. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it minutes.
Yes, wait a minute.
I don't understand it.
Let me get the right one here. I move approval of the minutes from the last meeting. I sent out a modified, Rev A version today with some changes Ted suggested is for the October 13th meeting.
Question, Chair.
Yes.
What time was it sent, Bill?
I don't know, around middle of the day.
Oh, okay. You haven't sent one since then. All right.
No. Rev A. That's the last one. So it has an A at the end of the file name and in the footer at the bottom of each page.
Ooh. Any more discussion? Not hearing any.
Yes, yes, I do. The last email I received from Bill Crozier was at a few minutes after 12 noon. Is that the one that has the revised document?
Well, you want me to answer?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have to find the email. You're probably ahead of me on that.
Does it say revision A on it, Ted?
I sent it at 11:48 a.m.
I would say that's the revision.
Yeah.
After that, may I be recognized, Madam Chair?
Go ahead, Ted, but I'm not going to stay on this all night long.
At the very end of our conversation, I asked the question, is there going to be a reference at the end after your name, or is there a ton of white space before the two appendices? And I never got a response to that.
Jesus, they make things so good. You want me to answer, Madam Chair?
Yes.
That's correct. I didn't answer. And yes, there's some white space after that. It's because Appendix A starts on a new page and Appendix B starts on a new page. And the Appendix A is referenced in the main part of the minutes which is the draft agenda, and Appendix B is referenced in that item you were pointing out. So they're both referenced in the main part of the minutes.
You. Who's talking?
Nancy.
Go ahead.
Yes. The part about the 9A, about electing a replacement for the National Programming Committee. We were discussing about the secretary arranging with Mr. Terry Goodman at KPFK for arranging an election by email. And it never happened, so...
We haven't had an election, and the secretary has spoken with Terry Goodman, who is on standby in case we need him.
But this was supposed to be done last month, not waiting 2 months to do it. I mean, if the secretary cannot do it, then we need to assign somebody else to arrange this.
Nancy,
election.
We are going to dispose of that tonight. Is that okay with you?
Okay, but the minutes say, the minutes does not say what correctly happened, you know, that he was supposed to arrange this with Mr. Terry Goodman.
He did arrange it with Terry Goodman. He had a discussion with him. Terry told him his timeline. And just as I just said, he is on standby waiting for us to, if we need him, to send him the ballots. That's where we are with Mr. Terry Goodman. Yes.
May I clarify, Madam Chair? Okay, in the minutes, item 9A, which is elect the LSB member of the National Program Committee, it says the LSB has discussed the process for making candidate statements and voting, and Kasaneva objected to the voting at the meeting, saying a secret ballot should be used and that that was impossible with our Zoom meetings. After more discussions, but no motion or voting, time expired for the open session. So we have not authorized an election, but I did call Terry Goodman, I emailed him, and he says, can you do it when we're ready? And as Venetia said, he said yes. So we just need to get that again on the agenda.
Well, why didn't you just tell us? Why did you make a delay until November?
It's in the minutes.
Nancy, can we just move on from that, please? We have a lot to cover.
This is unnecessary delay, really. That should have been done last month. As soon as Terry said yes, we should have gone and the minutes is not correct. And I hope this is not going to be another month delay.
We're dealing with that tonight. If we can get to it, Nancy, all of this other little stuff we keep talking about, which is not as important as an election, we need to cease and desist with that. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Hearing no corrections to the minutes, other than what was already sent in, which he already put in the agenda for today or sent emails about. The minutes stand as written. If that's a word game about Terry Goodman, we'll fix it. But we're not going to keep talking about that, and we got too much other important business to deal with tonight. That's how we get caught up every meeting. We talk about trivial stuff and not about the major stuff. Okay. Dr. Franklin, you have the floor. And let me just say this. After Dr. Franklin gives his report, if you sit there, listen to what he has to say, make your notes. At the end of his report, you can ask him questions. I am also going to add the 10 minutes discussion that we just voted on in the agenda.
Madam Chair, I had a question about the secretary. Did we approve the?
Yes, we did.
Minutes. Thank you.
Yes. Dr. Franklin.
Thank you very much. With respect to the programming grid, we added some special programming as well as special broadcast features. I'll just list some of those particular additions here. One such special programming was the award-winning Elaine, Arkansas Race Riot of 1919, narrated by the late William Warfield. Presently, we have had it Echo Justice, that's from KPFA in Los Angeles. Returning is So What's Your Story? Reclaimed, Indigify, Indigenous in Music, Unreserved Soul Deluxe. Those are programs are provided to us gratis by Native One. We provided to them a hardship report, and they waived the cost of that particular program. And we saved about $4,000+ in terms of carrying those particular programs. Locally, some locally produced programs that'll be added to the schedule. Funk Excursion, and these are all on the website if you'd like to go and check them out. Funk Excursion, Last Exit, that's a jazz program. Climate Connections, which of course is about climate. Alternative Radio, Alternative Points of View. Julianne Malvo, which is coming to us from WPFW in Washington. That program is scheduled live on tomorrow. However, PFW is in the middle of their fundraiser, and I think we just had that coordinated live all-day event on yesterday, so we probably won't have it, that program, Julianne Malvo show tomorrow as scheduled. But subsequent to tomorrow, we are expecting to have her program broadcast live from WPFW. Another program that is not being charged, we're not being charged for, is Making Contact. Another program being produced by a progressive group out of Austin, Texas, Texas from the Ground Up. Another program locally, Like It Is, and a forthcoming documentary called COVID Crime is being. It's an hour-long radio play on anti-Asian radio, anti-Asian hate. So that particular program is coming a little later on. As I just mentioned, on November 9th, we broadcast a day-long Pacifica Archives radio fund drive. And I think based upon what Mark is indicating, they achieved their goal of, I think they were $50,000, I think was their goal, and they succeeded it. At that, my colleague, attorney Stacy Allen, she donated her will services to KPFT in the amount of $750. That's for the upcoming auction. local artist and sculptor David Addicks is donating art also for our KPFT auction. I have scheduled an upcoming meeting with representatives of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that meeting will be about restoring KPFT's grant, community service grant, and to determine what the next steps are that we need to take to help us to get fully back into the CPB program. One of the issues that we had that was causing our grant to be less than maximum was the lack of minority audience listenership. So hopefully with the CPB individuals, that'll be next on the 15th. We'll talk about ways in which what we need to do to hopefully get our funding fully restored. I have been told by Markeisha that our particular audit is complete and current. So that was a deterrent some years back. So I'm hoping that we'll have a productive meeting with the people from CPB, and then we can take the next step forward to ensure that we can get our grant restored, which of late we've been leaving about $200,000+ on the table in terms of not being able to get that particular grant restored. Regarding the a couple of Fridays ago, I went to the old building and helped Mo and Dakota. We were pulling out old items for storage, equipment, and what have you. And for my troubles, I got a minor backache, but that's okay. It was all for the cause. Markeisha is coordinating the removal of the remaining items from the building. She's anticipating that pickup and transport to the temporary storage facility will be completed by the end of this month. With respect to the KPFT building sale, it has been completed. However, according to the IED, December 15th is the date in which they hope to have the sale finalized. But again, that date could move. But right now, that's the target date. And that's all the information that I have in terms of the building sale until, according to the IED, we see the money in the bank, then if the process is not quite complete.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Pardon me?
I didn't hear what you just said, that last sentence.
I said, according to the IED, until the money is in the bank, then the sale has not been commenced, finalized. I am awaiting confirmation from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, the duly representative of one of the duly elected representatives of this area, regarding a scheduled monthly interview with the general manager. The request is at the scheduler's level, and I'm hoping that I can get confirmation from that sometime soon. I've not yet heard from Congressman Green's office. I've extended an opportunity, an invitation to have him also be a monthly guest, but I'm still waiting to hear some type of confirmation from Congressman Green's office. I did provide our programmers with fellowship and journalism workshop opportunities. I think one of the programmers attended by Zoom one of those workshop meetings. It was a journalism workshop meeting sponsored by the Association of Independent Reporters and the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. So from time to time, as I see these opportunities come available, I will certainly make them available to staff as well as programmers who would like to take advantage of those particular opportunities for professional and aesthetic development. We have scheduled per directive the bylaws promo that started running, I think, on the 8th. It's supposed to run for 45 days. Dakota has scheduled that particular promo, and it's running in the morning as well as in the early afternoon and throughout the evening per schedule. While I was at the old building, the old KPFT building, I had a friend of mine, a local videographer, to come down and to really take some footage of the old building. And my purpose for having him do that is to produce at some point down the road a story within a story promo, video promo, that'll look at the story, look at the station from a historical standpoint, and look at the station as we go forward, as we move into the next 50 years. I've gotten some good feedback from Dr. Annette Zinn, who is helping us on the project, and we'll be putting that particular promo together. I have an example of what we did over in Colorado, a similar type of promo that looked at a similar type of challenge that we have here in terms of getting out of an old building and moving into a new building. If you're interested in seeing that particular video, it's about 6 minutes long. If you're interested, you can email me and I'll send you the link. But I think it's pretty interesting. And the promo that we'll be producing will have a similar feel to it. I have subsequently sent to the IED and John, who is our compliance office, the email regarding the October 14th incident that occurred on the air for our file. So that's actually part of the record there in case anyone wants to see how we acted in terms of taking care of that particular situation. I've also, as part of our determining where we want to go, I have reached out to several people regarding a strategic planning draft document, and several people outside of the station have agreed to give feedback to that. That process is coming along pretty well. I think we'll have a draft at some point, and then once I get that draft, I'll hopefully get several other individuals to provide information to rework that particular draft, as we will hope to come up with the draft that will give us a pretty much a blueprint in terms of how we might proceed in the next 5 to 10 years going down the road. I'd like also to tip my hat to Robin and her team regarding the membership drive. Here are a few numbers that Robin provided. The October fund drive raised $69,175, a 69% of the dollar goal. 86 new members, which was 61% of the 140 new member goal that they set. 469 donors, which is 51% of the 900 goal that they were targeting. Lapsed members, as I think was referenced earlier, Robin and her team continue to call. As of the time of this information, they had a call about 1,000 lapsed members, 28 of whom rejoined, which is approximately, Robin's note, 2.8% of the response rate. So they brought in up to that particular time $3,825 that would not have come in had they not made the ask. I'd also like to thank the programmers who creatively and with passion went on the air and did their level best to help us to get toward that 61% percentage rate. They've done a really, really good job in terms of going above and beyond the call of duty in terms of the circumstances that the station finds itself in. They've worked around that and they've made it work. So I'm completely, totally optimistic and positive about the programs in terms of their doing with respect to Robin and her team as well. Dakota Sampson will be, I've tasked him to start exploring internship opportunities with local university, Texas Southern and University of Houston, in terms of perhaps having interns who may be available to assist us with areas at the radio station, in particular at this time, perhaps our webpage, and some other duty-related jobs that we don't have the personnel at this particular point in time to do. We've also had some issues with our HD2 stream, As recently as, I believe it was Saturday, Mo said he's looking into correcting that particular problem. And I have every confidence that, that he will, track down and correct whatever the problem is with respect to HD2. That will conclude my report, and I'm happy to take any questions that anyone might have.
First person.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Dr. Franklin, this is Susie Moreno, and I just have a question on those new programs that you are airing from out of the area. How many of those programs, or which ones of those programs, were set aside the community of the 45 Latinx population?
Somebody needs to mute themselves.
I certainly Eco Justice is one. Program that I did not mention, Politics Done Right. I've spoken with and had a long conversation with Mr. Willis, who is, I believe, a program as well as one of your board members. And we have established an additional hour of that particular program where we will have, he's working to bring aboard reporters who are from the targeted communities or community that was just referenced. So there will be a concentrated effort on that additional program that will be airing on Fridays from 11 until noon to address those particular that particular community and that community's concerns and issues.
And so you only have two so far?
Only have two programs.
Those two programs,
actually two programs, yes. With respect to, well, I'll let
I'm
you.
Sorry, finish. I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead.
I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I'll wait until you find it. I'm here.
Okay. Madam Chair,
did you
this
find
is Sandra.
It?
May I be recognized?
And Susie, let me know when, excuse me, Sandra.
Okay, thank you.
Just let me know, and then I'll interrupt whomever so you can come back to your thought.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Go ahead, Sandra.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Franklin, for your report. I would like to invite you to the meeting that the Pacifica National Board is having tomorrow night at 7:30. It's executive session, and it is regarding the sale of the property at 419 Levitt Boulevard. I would like for you to be present for that because I think your input is important. From where I sit, 2021 has been a pretty whacked out year. But we had a general manager that came in and took care of a lot of the technical stuff, and he tried to make improvements with programming, and he was resisted. So he left, you know, acknowledging that it might not have been the right fit. And then you came in, and you are networking with other programs across the network and doing your best good effort to improve the programming and the revenue. And I appreciate your leadership, and I would like for you to attend the meeting tomorrow night. So thank you.
Courtney.
Yes, thank you for acknowledging me. Dr. Franklin, thank you for your report. I do have a couple of questions. I've been heavily involved in the community.
Can you identify who you are as regards to case?
Yes, my name. Sure, my name is. Oh, okay. I am a.
Are you a
programmer? Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
ahead.
A programmer. Okay. I appreciate what Dr. Franklin is attempting to do. However, I do think that there are some community guidance and assistance to you know, better help meet goals would be in line. When you talk about the fact that you're speaking with Egberto Willi regarding getting Latinx programmers of that nature, there we have several that already had Spanish-speaking shows that have not, that were taken off the air. And if they're not reaching out to them, then I think that that's a huge disservice.
Point of order.
Excuse me?
Point of order.
For what?
Public session does not begin for 10 minutes. And we've got someone not on the board addressing the manager.
Yep. Anybody can ask the man questions. And please do not interrupt anybody else speaking again. Can you please finish, Courtney?
I agree with that point of order.
I agree with that point of order as well, but I allowed her to speak. And when you say point of order in the middle of her sentence, that's rude and disrespectful. And you're being rude and disrespectful to me because I'm trying to move the meeting along. And all y'all want to do is tie us up in technicalities. People are really tired of that. I hear it all the time. They're tired of it. Courtney, go ahead. Because the other thing is, I also said that I was going to give 10 minutes after 8 o'clock to have a discussion about this. I guess y'all forgot about that too. Anyways, go ahead, Courtney. Please be mindful of your time. Ask a question so we can move on. And I'm sorry for people interrupting you.
I would just like to know if it's at all possible for the GM, Dr. Franklin, if you could please reach out to show like people like Henry Cooper and his wife who had a Spanish speaking show, and also Voz de la Tierra with I'm drawing a blank on people's names. I'm trying to be mindful of time. I can email you a list of people who have had Spanish speaking shows that for years on KPFT who have been removed, that are reporters that are in touch with people around the whole Latin American diaspora.
Just please email that to him? I'm sorry to interrupt. All of that you said I think is so pertinent. Can you, like you said, write it down and email it to him? Because remember,
the
new kid on the block. You may know all of this stuff intimately. He does not. So when you send him that information, please reference exactly what you're saying right now. We just don't have a time for that at the moment. It's imperative that I get through this agenda tonight. It's just imperative.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the opportunity.
With respect, Courtney and Madam Chair, Mr. Willis has planned to do just that. He said he was going to be reaching out to those particular producers. But as Madam Chair mentioned, if you email me that particular information tonight, I will email it to Mr. Willis and we'll get started on that. As fast as possible. If you want to send me that information tonight, I'll get it to Mr. Willis and we'll move on.
Anybody else on the board that has a question?
Susie.
Wendy. Go ahead.
Teresa.
I see you, Teresa. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay. So, Dr. Franklin, that was one of the questions that I was going to ask about the programs that have been taken off. How much credit are you going to give them, or how much time are you going to give them, or are you even going to reach out to them to see if we can get them back on? The other thing that I was going to ask is, I would also, if you and Courtney don't mind, if I could get a list also of the programs that Courtney's going to send, the list that Courtney's going to send to you, I would appreciate that. And the two programs that you did mention, what percent do you think that's going to satisfy of the 45% Latinx audience that we have, or possible audience that we have?
Well, I think that'd be hard for me to answer, you know. But one of the things that I have done in terms of looking at the schedule, in terms of realizing the demographics of the area, mm-hmm. bringing back, for example, Mr. Garza, who is very passionate, and he's been given a 3-hour window to really produce programming that address a diverse audience, and the program that we're talking about, we hadn't shrunk, at least not since I've been here, we hadn't shrunk any programs that are specific to the community in question. All I did was basically bring back some of the programs that had already been taken off. Programs of Black and Brown programs that had been taken off the air, and I restored some of those particular programs there. So as I've always said to others, that I'm looking for opportunities to put good programming into our program slot, and I think the programs I've mentioned are high quality programs, and I think they will represent and present to a cross section of audiences out there. I do believe, though, that the plan that I have with Mr. Willis and those other producers will help us to really reach out and speak to a very diverse audience there that will subsequently turn into support for our station. So these two programs, one deal with the environment, Echo Justice, which was one of the concerns that I heard when I came here. Echo Justice is produced by a team of diverse producers. So I think I think we at this particular point we are doing pretty good in terms of just trying to get some form back to the schedule.
Thank you very much. I would suggest that maybe you reach out to a couple.
I don't know who you are, but would you be kind enough just to email me that? And I'm more than happy to move on that.
My questions? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
I was just going to finish because I think we need someone else other than just Mr. Alberto Willis to help out with the programming. That's just an idea, and I think it would be appreciated.
I think I sent you an email asking you to send me the information, and then I'd move on. I think a meeting or so ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get the email, but I do remember you asking me that.
Sure.
I do remember that. So I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Anybody else?
Nancy on the set.
Oh, Teresa, I'm sorry. Teresa, Nancy, and Wendy.
Dr. Franklin, there was a show where a person was kind of giving a recap and an analysis, not an analysis, but a recap of what was happening on city council. And I thought that with, even though I live in the county, it was pretty interesting. Is that show still on? Because I'm not knowing where to look for it.
That was Connect the Dots. And if you heard it today, it was between four and five, I believe. That's with Dr. Muhammad, Robert Muhammad.
Okay, so she's part of Dr. Muhammad's show. Okay.
I don't know if the person you heard was male or female, but Dr. Muhammad is a male.
No, this was a woman. This was a woman.
Emily.
This was Emily. A woman analyzing what was, blow by low, what was happening at city council. It was very interesting.
I'm afraid I don't know. I wasn't listening. I don't know who that was.
Okay, well, another question I had was, have we approached St. Thomas about internships?
No, I don't know. Is that St. Thomas? I don't know what that is. Is that a university?
It's a university.
And at one time we had like a communication.
Okay, but he just announced that. And he's also said that, who did you say was handling that?
Dakota
is handling that. So Teresa, please send Dakota a message. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. I saw that there were a number of programs that said One Nation or Nation One, and there were like three of them. Are those all indigenous music? Are all indigenous related? So we have like four or five indigenous related programs now. Is that right?
It's actually Native One, and I believe there are five. I believe there are five.
They're five. Okay, thank you.
Nancy.
Yes. The Echo Justice is actually an indigenous show. It's not a Spanish language show. It premiered on Monday from KPFK, Los Angeles, that show. And you have added like four new indigenous shows. One of them is music. Three of them are public affairs. However, that makes a total of with the existing one, People of Earth, five indigenous shows. And yet, our Spanish language public affairs shows, Voz de la Tierra and Proyecto Latinoamericano with Henry and Alma Cooper, Voz de la Tierra is Fili Delgado and Liliana Nunan. These two shows, have been, on KPFT for a very long time. And, if you do not wish to have these shows on, please talk with them and ask them and negotiate how you can come to some kind of negotiation or agreement to improve the show so they can come back on and not be a small from 1 hour show to a few minutes on Politics Done Right. And because Politics Done Right has never touched the local Spanish language community, it is just a it's not. It's, and then, Voz de la Tierra is covering news from Central America. Very explosive things are happening there. Egberto is from Panama and he is not covering even Panamanian issues or Central American issues. He's covering national issues. So to cut, Voz de la Tierra, which is 80% music, just superb music. And I don't know what he's saying in Spanish.
Can we get to the point, please?
Anyway, to squeeze a three-hour show, Voz de la Tierra, which was from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning, from Tuesday to Wednesday morning, into a small slot of maybe, 30 minutes an hour shared with Proyecto Latinoamerica. This is really, it's awful. I mean, it's very disappointing. Please reconsider this. Now we have five shows for indigenous, but zero public affairs in Spanish. And then their community, their shows, the Proyecto Latinoamerica, Americano, and Voz de la Tierra, those people are working day shifts, and they can hear the shows at night. They're the people that are being gypped from their wage. They're suffering wage debt.
Okay,
they're
doing, Nancy.
They're doing fast. So to put them at the noon hour, they won't be able to hear it. I mean, those shows, those people who listen to those shows lost their jobs last year. All those fast food workers. Please reconsider.
Okay, we are at the point, Dr. Franklin, just hold on 1 second. We're at the point where we should be in a public comment, but we pass in the agenda.
And I want to make one correction.
Hold on, Nancy. We passed an agenda approval for a 10-minute discussion about the removal or whatever about programming. Benicia, I'm going to let you start this segment off.
Nisi, you had me on the stack, though.
I know that I have you on the stack, yeah, Wendy, but you missed that part. I have not forgotten about you. I'm looking at your name right now.
Okay.
Venetia. Venetia. Okay. Dr. Franklin, you were getting ready to answer Nancy, and after that, Wendy, you can speak.
Okay. What I wanted to say was that I have all these documents. I certainly document all of my information. I'm happy to send you a copy of my email that I sent to all the programmers with the reference, with Nancy reference, I think Cooper, somebody named Cooper produces that particular program. I sent an email asking would they like to, have their particular program move. And their email response to me that was that they were happy where they were with the schedule that they had, that they were happy with where it was. For the record.
All right, Wendy, please be mindful of the fact that you guys cannot take 10 minutes to have a conversation.
Right.
But
so,
they're not on the show at all. They're not on the schedule at all. They've been off
Nancy,
since
you've
June.
Already spoken. He got what you said. He knows what your concerns are. He knows that.